Panty Pleasures, Part 3. I was able to convince my mother that it was okay to have Jeremy over on Friday and Saturday afternoons and evenings, because she knew we were good kids and would only watch TV and stuff. We did watch TV now and then, but only to give our balls time to recharge. We would spend an unhurried 7 hours on Friday and 10 on Saturday loving each other to the fullest. We took soft, soapy baths together in my aunt's and uncle's deep tub. I was naked, of course, and was worried that it would seem too gay to Jeremy, but he was blind to all but his love for me. I counted during one Friday and Saturday. I came 12 times and Jeremy came 11. I loved sucking Jeremy's cock. I would lick his pre-cum and use his cockhead to slather it all over my made-up cheeks. He told me I was the prettiest cocksucker on earth. I tickled his balls and even squeezed them gently from time to time. Jeremy moaned a lot and praised my beauty and skill. I always knew when my boy was going to come. I felt a little rumble in his gut, and in less than a minute, bluey. Sometimes I liked to try and swallow it all, but mostly I liked to take his big load right in my face. I would lick his cockhead furiously as his orgasm approached, then close my eyes and squeal with delight as he blew big, sticky gobs of his cream on my pretty face. He said I was the prettiest when I had a face full of his hot goo. All guys say stuff like that, so you'll keep taking it between the eyes. Jeremy loved to suck my little titties. They were really only puffy nipples, but he called them my titties. He worshipped them, just as he did my tender balls and my tiny clitty, with its long, brown foreskin concealing my pink jewel. Jeremy became an excellent clitty pleaser, kissing and licking me to furious orgasm at least twice a day. My other eruptions came from being lovingly and enthusiastically fucked. Jeremy was a terrific lover. He was a natural talent and was always intent on bringing us both pleasure. As he filled me with his love, Jeremy would frig me sweetly, kiss me and tickle my balls and sensitive nipples to distraction. Sometimes I would come twice just during the extensive foreplay we always began our love sessions with. His only fault was that he was a bit indiscreet. I told him that we couldn't have any of our fun at school, but he seethed with lust every time he saw me. I hoped no one noticed. They probably didn't, since we were usually ignored. But he always wanted to take me into the boys' room or an empty room or corner and kiss me. He even sucked my clitty a few times right in school. It was very bad and dangerous, but very exciting too. After a while, I stopped thinking of it as gay. One Saturday, after some proper warm-ups, we began with a slow, loving, on-my-back fuck that lasted almost an hour. After that, Jeremy told me that he loved me. He was so cute. I loved him too, and said so. Then I ruined the mood by telling him that in 4 months, the good times could be over. That sobered my man up a bit. He said, "Then I'd better not waste any more time. Sarah, would it be okay if I tried on some panties and other, you know, things too?" Wow. How did I feel about that? I didn't know. I loved having a boyfriend. But even if he dressed all the way, we could still have sex as girlfriends. I asked, "Why do you want to do that, honey? I need to know if I'm, you know, like you. I see you being a beautiful girl, and the thought excites me. A lot. We can still make love no matter what I wear." "Of course, sweetie. There are more than 60 pairs of panties here. Which do you like best?" Jeremy blushed. "They're all so exciting, but I like these." He held up a sweet little pair of flesh-colored silk bikinis trimmed with white lace. They were adorable. I worried that they wouldn't fit. They were just a teensy snug, but that only made the poor boy's cock very excited, which made them really snug. I kissed him sweetly and rubbed the front of his little panties. He filled them right away with a big, cummy mess. He liked those panties. He was whimpering softly as he came. I asked, "Are you all right, honey?" "I'm just scared, Sarah. What does this mean?" "I don't know, sweetie. Would you like to find out?" He gulped out a yes. I took his panties off, licked him clean, then gave him a fresh pair of blue boy teasers. The licking and the pretty panties had him all stiff again, and I wasn't able to get them on, so I gave him a nice, paralyzing blowjob to relax him a little. He looked so cute in those little sweeties that I gave him a big hug. I wondered if he liked his nipples licked, as we girls did. So I gave a tentative tongue teaser to his right nippy. He arched his back and got hard all over again.
Wow.
I slipped my hand down the back of his panties and entered his anus with my finger. I doodled around back there and began to kiss and lick his left nipple. He blew another big load. Oh my. At that rate, we would be all out of clean panties in another 14 hours. Jeremy was trembling with the emotions and sexual excitement of the past few minutes. I asked if he would like to try on some stockings. He nodded meekly, and I led him to the bathroom for some shaving. The overexcited sweetie came again during the shaving. Of course, my licking and kissing his cock several times during the process may have been contributory. Shaved and in his fourth panties of the day, Jeremy sat as I rolled each black stocking up each smooth leg. Jeremy quivered with excitement and was once again hard as Gibraltar. I hooked a black lacy garter belt on him and escorted him to the full-length mirror. He gasped with delight, and he didn't even have makeup on. Well, I fixed that, seating him at the vanity and dolling him to perfection. I fitted him with the 2-inch heels I wore the first day, slipped one of Aunt Beth's blonde wigs and pink nighties on him, and helped him sissy to the mirrors once again. Jeremy was enthralled with his own image. He appeared to be a very pretty and cute young girl. He moved this way and that, almost believing that it was a trick and that I had hired a real girl to stand in an empty mirror case and mimic his movements, like a Marx Brothers movie. As he became convinced of his beauty and femininity, I stood behind him and reached around his hip. We both looked in the mirror as I extracted his cock and balls from their silky confinement. "What a pretty girl you make, honey," I said to my best friend. "Look at those beautiful eyes." His cock was throbbing in my tender grip. "And look how good those legs look in stockings and pretty heels. You can wear higher ones later. When you walk down the street, all the boys will look at your legs and ass and gorgeous face. They'll all want to kiss you." I rubbed Jeremy's cock harder and it twitched. "Then they'll want to lift your skirt, pull your panties down, and put their big cocks right here." I entered his anus with 2 fingers and he blew the biggest load of the day. Where did it all come from? He was whimpering and trembling with the impact of the release, and the mirror was going to need some attention. The poor guy was exhausted. I led him to the bed and kissed and hugged him. "Do you want to see what it's like as a girl for a while when we're here at the condo, sweetie?" I asked. Jeremy nodded meekly. It was as if he were already a girl, and a submissive one at that. "Do you have a girl's name in mind?"
"I like Kristen, or Chrissy," the sweet little girl said, and she fell into a contented sleep. Well, Chrissy turned out to be the girliest girl of all. She was an A-number-1 sissy. She adored wearing the frilliest things and made a big cummy mess almost every time she put on panties. Of course, she started wearing panties and stockings to school and everywhere else. It was a link between the false lives we had to lead whenever we weren't in the condo and our real lives as two hot girls. We proved we were hot girls in love sessions that were more spirited than when Jeremy was pretending to be a boy. I thought that Jeremy was passionate, but Chrissy was insatiable. I even fucked Chrissy, once or twice a day. My little clitty couldn't have felt like much to her, but she either really enjoyed it or was faking extra nicely. I don't think all those earth-shaking cums she had when I was plowing her pasture could have been faked. It was a lot of fun putting little Sarah into Chrissy's warm place. I lubed her up each time, and that alone had her gasping and panting. Often, she came hard before I even entered her. I must have been sexier than I thought. Making love as girls was different, but still lots of fun. One Saturday, I brought out 2 of my aunt's tiny nighties that had lacy openings where the boobies were supposed to be. All we had were our puffy nipples, but exposing them like that was very exciting. We reversed on each other in bed and worshipped each other's nipples until we came 3 times each and almost fainted. One day, I brought out 2 pairs of satin gloves and we rubbed each o-her all over with them. My gloves had 3 big cummy loads on them at the end of the day, and Chrissy's had 4. But Chrissy and I had to admit at the end of a month that we wanted to feel boys on top of us, rubbing us with their hairy chests, putting their big cocks in us all the way to our throats. I suggested one Wednesday that we begin by venturing forth babishly that coming Saturday. We would shop a little, get a makeup makeover lesson, and visit our city's art museum. The important thing was for us to get out and visit the world as Sarah and Chrissy. If we ran into any boys, that would be a bonus. Chrissy eagerly agreed, but began to fret about what she would wear. The next 2 days, our orgasms were slashed in half as we made clothing selections. Chrissy settled on a pretty white dress with blue polka dots, white stockings, and pretty blue 4-inch stiletto sandals. She did look scrumptious in it. I wore a lovely red dress with black stockings and red stiletto sandals. We looked very hot. When we emerged from the condo at noon on Saturday, blinking at the sunlight, we beheld a world we hoped was ready for Sarah and Chrissy. We got into Chrissy's car, and she realized she would have to drive in heels. That took a bit of practice, but we survived. Getting out of the car, we were struck by how vulnerable we were dressed as we were. Men and boys who could not always control themselves would want our bodies next to theirs. The wind was unpredictable and could blow up our short skirts, exposing our pretty panties, and our garters and stocking tops. Where's that old wind when you need it? We went to our first beauty parlor for the makeup lesson. We wanted to get our hair styled and fingers and toes manicured, but we would have been discovered. Our longish hair was in a girly style, and our nails were filed and clean. The ladies at the beauty parlor didn't seem to have any idea that we were still, but not really, boys. They just gushed at how pretty we were and made a few good makeup suggestions and adjustments. When they were through, we had never looked better. With that huge boost to our confidence, we went to a department store next to the museum, picking up a few personal items and enjoying all the lusty stares from the men and boys. My clitty was stirring as I saw some of them giving me bedroom looks. Still, my daddy always said, "If you lie down with dogs, you get fleas." I took that to mean, if you want to meet nice boys, hang out at nice places. Thus, we walked back to the car, put our packages in the trunk, and strolled over to the museum in our big heels. We were easily the femmiest people we saw that day. The women and girls we saw were all in jeans or khakis. And there we were, flashing flesh. Our egos expanded with every lusty stare. We paid our admissions and perused the paintings. Chrissy and I loved art, and it was so enjoyable to be there. Being there as our true girl selves made it a perfect experience. I couldn't help but notice that two fine-looking young men seemed to be taking a stronger interest in Chrissy and me than the paintings. I nudged Chrissy, and she nodded. They were a little older than we were, seniors, I would have guessed, and very handsome, in a clean, nice way. I was such a bad girl. My little pooper was tingling with the thought of entertaining one of those beautiful creatures. They probably had big, hot, stiff cocks with thick blue veins and long foreskins, and big, heavy balls the size of peaches filled with hot cream. Ooh! My teeny clitty was leaking very badly, wetting my little panties. I was so naughty. If one of them fucked me, would it hurt? Would I be walking funny for a week? What beautiful thoughts. The boys sort of drifted in the general direction we did. I was sure they were sneaking little glances at us, but couldn't catch them directly. The dark-haired one disappeared for a few minutes, but came back soon after. It didn't appear that they would make the first move. And we weren't trampy enough to do so, although I did consider hanging a sign on my butt that said, "Big cocks wanted, inquire within." At around 4:30, we decided to give up and go back to the condo, consoling ourselves with a few life-threatening orgasms and planning the next venture. We went out to the car, and when we arrived, disaster had stricken. The left rear tire was almost completely flat. What would we do? We couldn't change a tire in Aunt Beth's pretty dresses, and all our other options were just as bad. I was just about to cry when I heard a deep voice say, "Can we help you, ladies?" It was the boys from the museum. Oh, frabjous day. Kalu Kalay, as Lewis Carroll said in Jabberwocky. We shyly introduced ourselves and thanked them for any assistance they could provide. Their names were Matt, the sandy-haired and oh-so-cute one, and Greg, the dark-haired and only a 9.9 one. They were both so tall, 6'1", and so broad-shouldered that we must have seemed like munchkins to them. In our big heels, we barely came up to their chins. They set to work and told us how they were seniors at LaSalle Academy, the Catholic high school on the other side of town. They admitted to noticing us and shyly asked for our phone numbers. When they finished, we thanked them with big lipsticky kisses, with lots of tongue. Matt was mine. Maybe we were just a tiny bit trampy. They responded with some excellent re-kissing. I said we could do better than phone numbers and told them about the condo. Whether they wanted to come over or not depended on their reaction to our little secret. Chrissy agreed beforehand that any boys we met and selected for heart-stopping coitus would have to know the truth first. Sex with a particular boy wasn't worth getting beaten to a pulp for. "We're special girls," Chrissy said. Greg smiled and said, "We already knew that." "No," she persisted. "I mean, we were born with boys' bodies and we still have our cocks and balls. Do you still want to make love to us?" The boys considered us, realized we weren't kidding, and looked at each other. Silent agreement passed between them. Matt said, "We're smart guys. Why would we let a little thing keep us from making love to the two prettiest girls in town?" "Oh, Matt." I hugged and kissed him, rubbing my tiny body against his rock-hard cock. Chrissy and Greg were in a deep clinch as well. They broke it and got in Chrissy's car, Matt and I in his car. As we drove, I wanted to remove that nice piece of meat from Matt's pants and give it a full inspection. "Patience, Sarah," I told myself. We got to the condo. The boys washed up the tire mess from their hands and I fed the cats. Then Chrissy and I went to the bathroom, fixing our faces and plotting our next moves. When we came out, the boys were sitting on the couch expectantly. I stood in front of the door of the master bedroom. Chrissy was in the door of the guest room. On cue, we leaned over and slid our panties slowly down our legs, all the way to our pretty heels. We stepped out of our panties one leg at a time, then straightened up, holding our panties by one finger. We looked at our boys, then at each other, and dropped our panties to the floor. Then we entered the bedrooms, leaving each door ajar. Microseconds later, Matt appeared. He kissed me, smiling broadly. He was a great kisser. I turned my back to him and asked him to unzip me. He did so eagerly. I removed my dress and hung it carefully. After shimmying off my slip, I was standing there in a black cami, very sheer black stockings with matching garter belt and big heels. My little girlfriend was painfully erect and sticking up her entire 3.5 inches. I sissied over to the bed and lay on my back. "Like what you see?" I asked. Matt nodded, almost drooling. "Can I see you now?" Matt rapidly ditched his khakis, blue polo, and teal jockeys. He stood across from me with his rippling muscles and proud package. His body was spectacular. All my dreams come true. His cock was almost exactly twice the size of mine and very thick. It was leaking sticky goo, so I knew I was exciting him. And his balls were fat and heavy with hot cream. "Yummy," I asked him. "Is that all for me?" He smiled and said, "Every inch and drop, Sarah." Matt lay to my right on the bed. I felt his hot breath on my cheek as he kissed me softly and explored my body with his right hand. He loved the feel of my stockinged legs and the bare thighs above them. I knew he was straight, but the boy seemed fascinated by my clitty. He said it just looked so foreign there, like a guy at a bridal shower. He stroked it very nicely as he trailed kisses down my shoulders and arms. He lifted my cami and pulled it up over my nipples. I was clearly flat-chested, but Matt licked and sucked my nipples as if they were the world's tastiest ice cream cone. It was so intense and erotic, I couldn't hold back. I squealed once, then gave a little eeky scream. Then I made a big, cummy mess all over Matt's strong hand. The big doll smiled and told me how happy he was that I liked him. I decided to show him how much. His hand was all covered with cum. I offered him a towel, but he looked me in the eyes and licked it off. "Can I pick him?" I asked Matt to sit on the side of the bed and I would make him really glad he did. I got on my knees between his legs. His big boy was very ready for some loving after a day of stimulation. I touched it for the first time. It throbbed and spit a big, sticky glob that almost covered the head. I squealed with delight. He liked that.